I don't think so.
That was number one mistake, he said.
¿Tú necesitas esto?
No, que
gracias por invitarme.
Thank you for inviting me.
Estoy nervioso. Estoy contento de estar con ustedes. Son un ejemplo para mí en muchas cosas. Y agradezco la visión que han tenido como iglesia.
And I thank you for the vision that you've had as a church.
Y el alcance que llegó hasta México.
The reach that you reached all the way to Mexico.
Y ganaron a la familia que ahora es mi esposa.
And you won the family, which is now my wife.
Y es una buena mujer.
She's a good woman.
Gran ayuda en el ministerio también.
A great help in the ministry as well.
Agradezco a mis compañeros también.
My coworkers as well.
En el ministerio porque me soportan mucho.
Because they put up with me a lot.
Okay. Vamos a Efesios capítulo 4.
We're going to Ephesians chapter 4.
Verso 1 al 4.
Verses 1 through 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Muchas veces enseñamos esto a la iglesia.
Many times we teach this to the church.
Y buscamos que ellos sean unánimes con lo que nosotros pensamos.
With what we believe or what we think.
Exhortamos a otros a guardar esta unanimidad.
We exhort others to keep this unity.
Pero muchas veces no lo aplicamos a nosotros.
But many times we don't apply it to ourselves.
Pablo, el apóstol, nos dice aquí,
Paul the apostle says here to us,
que andemos como es digno de la vocación con que somos llamados.
That we should walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called.
Y él nos enseña
and he teaches us
sobre dos áreas en las cuales nosotros tenemos que poner especial atención.
In which we have to put special attention. We have to give special attention.
La primera trata acerca de nuestro carácter.
The first has to do with our character.
Él dice,
he says,
con toda humildad.
With all lowliness.
El hermano Trini habló la noche anterior.
Brother Trini spoke last night.
Acerca de humildad.
About humility.
Y nosotros necesitamos tener este cambio en el carácter.
And we need to have this change of character.
Muchas veces pensamos mucho acerca de nosotros mismos.
Many times we think a lot about ourselves.
Creemos que nadie puede enseñarnos.
We think that no one can teach us.
Pensamos que Dios es solamente mi maestro.
We think that God is our only teacher.
Que no necesitamos ayuda de otros.
That we don't need help from others.
Pero eso es soberbia.
But that's pride.
Yeah.
Lo que nosotros necesitamos es aprender que otros nos pueden ayudar.
What we need to learn is what we need to know is to learn that others can help us.
Humildad nos habla sobre el entender el valor de otras personas.
Humility speaks to us about the value of other people.
La ayuda que pueden darnos.
The help that they can give us.
Nosotros no podemos hacer esta obra solos.
We cannot do this work alone.
Somos con muchos defectos.
We are with a lot of defects.
Y tenemos tendencias también.
And we have tendencies as well.
Tenemos preferencias acerca de personas.
We have preferences about people.
Tenemos tendencias doctrinales.
We have doctrinal tendencies.
Tenemos ideas que pensamos son superiores.
We have ideas that we think are superior.
Por eso necesitamos colaboradores.
That's why we need coworkers.
Creo que Dios es muy sabio al establecer un pastorado plural.
I believe that God is very wise to establish rural.
Plural.
Plural leadership. Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Porque mis faltas las cubren ellos.
Because my faults they cover.
Sí. Yo creo que en cada iglesia es muy importante tenerlos.
I think in every church it's important to have them.
Algunas iglesias tienen solamente una la visión de un solo hombre.
Some churches, I think, have the vision of just one man.
Esta es una de las ventajas que tenemos en nuestras iglesias.
This is one of the advantages that we have in our churches.
Sí. Y el entenderlo con humildad nos ayuda mucho.
And to understand that with humility helps us a lot.
Otra cosa que él dice es,
another thing he says is,
mansedumbre.
Meekness.
Mansedumbre es mal entendido muchas veces.
Meekness is misunderstood many times.
Se piensa que alguien manso no puede tener carácter.
It's thought that someone with meekness cannot have character.
Pero yo veo en la Biblia que es diferente.
But I see in the Bible that it's different.
En Efesios, en Segunda de Timoteo.
In Ephesians, in 2 Timothy. this is the way I have to. Legally, I'm not allowed to leave anything.
Con los errores y todo. Pablo nos dice,
Paul says to us,
que con mansedumbre corrijan a los que se oponen.
That with meekness we should correct those that oppose themselves.
Esto me hace pensar en la posición firme.
This makes me think about the strong position.
Pero amable.
But kind.
No permitir el error, pero sin pisotear a la persona.
Not allow the error, but without stomping on the person.
Amen.
Sí. Mansedumbre, dice la Biblia. Es tener un tener nuestras propias convicciones,
to have our own convictions,
tener bases doctrinales,
to have doctrinal bases,
y tener razones bíblicas,
and to have biblical reasons,
pero valorar a cada persona,
but to value each person.
Sí. Tratarlos con amabilidad,
treat them with kindness,
pero sin ceder al error en el que están.
But without yielding to the error in which they are. Amen.
Él dice también,
he also says,
con paciencia.
long-suffering.
Las dos primeras cambios
the two first changes,
no serían posibles si no se tiene esta paciencia.
Would not be possible if you did not have this long-suffering.
Podemos tener un poco de humildad
we can have a little humility,
y mansedumbre con algunos,
and meekness with some,
pero la paciencia nos ayuda a esperar
but long-suffering helps us to wait.
Que Dios obre en cada persona.
The hope that God works in every person.
Es muy importante que seamos pacientes con nuestros colaboradores.
It's very important that we be long-suffering with our co-workers.
Y yo sé que ellos lo son conmigo.
And I know they are with me.
La segunda área
the second area,
que Pablo nos habla en Efesios 4
which Paul speaks about in Ephesians 4
es acerca de nuestra visión.
It's about our vision.
Él nos dice que guardemos la unidad del Espíritu.
He tells us to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Esto me enseña que es más importante la obra en la que estamos que mi persona o que otra persona.
Sí.
Yo creo que Dios tiene una obra mucho más grande que nuestra vida personal.
I believe that God has a much greater work than our individual life.
Y si todos tuviéramos esta visión,
if we all had this vision,
ayudaría mucho al evangelio.
It would help the gospel a lot.
Porque muchas veces somos egoístas.
Because many times we're selfish.
Pensamos que todo se trata de nosotros.
We think it's all about us.
Que si hay algún problema, es mi compañero.
If there's some problem, it's my coworker.
Si hay alguna necesidad, es la falta de otro compañero.
If there's some need, it's another companion's fault.
Y somos prontos a acusar.
And we're quick to accuse.
O señalar las faltas en ellos
or to point out faults in them,
y no guardamos la unidad del Espíritu.
And we're not keeping the unity of the Spirit.
Necesitamos aprender que esta unidad es más importante que nosotros mismos.
We need to learn that this unity is more important than ourselves.
Estamos en el negocio de almas.
We're in the business of souls.
Estamos hablando acerca de la eternidad.
We are talking about eternity.
Amen.
¿Qué importa mi persona?
What does it matter, my person?
¿Qué importa si alguien me ofende a mí?
What does it matter that someone offends me?
That's right. Yep.
¿Qué importa si alguien no me saludó bien?
What does it matter that someone doesn't greet me well?
Las almas son más importantes.
Souls are more important.
Amen. Right.
La unanimidad de la iglesia es más importante.
Unity in the church is more important.
Amen.
Nosotros necesitamos quitar la vista de nosotros mismos.
We need to take our sight off of ourselves.
Y mirar cómo Dios mira.
And look how God looks.
Él dice,
he says,
un cuerpo, un espíritu, como sois también llamados a una misma esperanza de vuestra vocación.
One body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling.
Nos habla sobre unidad.
He talks to us about unity.
No está diciendo que cada uno tiene que ser solo o hacer solo el trabajo.
He's not saying that anyone has to do the job alone.
Él dice que nuestra unidad es lo importante.
He's saying that our unity is what's important.
Es una iglesia.
It's one church.
Es un trabajo el de Cristo.
It's one work, the work of Christ.
Nosotros necesitamos compartir esta visión con Él.
We need to share this vision with Him.
Y trabajar hasta lograr el mismo objetivo.
And work to achieve the same objective.
Cada uno tiene que tomar su decisión.
Everyone has to make their decision.
Yo decidí que la iglesia es importante.
I decided that the church is important.
He escuchado que algunos me critican.
I've heard that some criticize me.
No me importa.
It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Sí. Algunos no les gusta como soy.
Some don't like the way I am.
Trato de cambiar.
I try to change.
Pero la iglesia es más importante.
But the church is more important.
Sí. Okay. Creo es todo.
I think that's all.
I've got a question for either one of you. Do you find any jealousy in your families, your wives, or your children in respect to the time that you have to work together? How do you handle that?
No creo que tenemos envidias con la familia de ellos.
I don't think we have any envies or jealousies between their families.
No. No.
It's amazing, but the mentality that we have, that we share, has gone further on, and our wives know the importance. They know their role. They know that they can handle it. And they get along real well, but they're very aware of the danger that they could cause, because you know she would favor me.
There's a question. Both of you chose a passage out of the scripture that dealt with a calling. Once someone can understand what their calling is, the type is better at that time to become a co-worker with someone who has the calling, it would be better to join our ministry to someone who has a different calling.
Yo creo que si la visión es lograr un mismo objetivo,
I think if the vision is to get to the same goal,
podemos limar cualquier aspereza.
We can sand off any roughness.
Y trabajar juntos para esa meta.
And work together toward that goal.
But we didn't. But we did choose. I mean, when we considered making a team, we had a lot of things in common. He worked in Celaya, I was in Querétaro with Michael, and we knew our ministry. I also believe what he said right now, that you can sand things and make it to where you can work with someone else. But I do think that there's some people that might find it difficult to work with, and there's people that I would think, you know, it'd be difficult for me to work. We are very alike. We have a lot of things, and you know, one mind.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
Have you guys ever had
a disagreement?
We haven't had anything major. We are different, and we sometimes deal with situations in church differently, but not enough to create, to where we're going to have a barrier, or there's going to be, we're going to allow bitterness come between us. We talk about things. There's a lot of communication. I'd like to think that there's a lot of communication amongst those, the evangelists in the church. We talk a lot about things.
Yo creo que podríamos pasar por alto muchas cosas que se hablan o cosas que alguien dice y soportarlo.
As I watch the two, I've noticed submitting. They submit to one another. The elders must submit to the other elders. You're not above submitting, just what Gary was talking about. And I've seen this in these two. Things have come up, and I can tell that one just, but it's not the big deal. I've seen him submit, and it's kept the unity.
So would you say it's a mutual compromise?
Not always. There's times when one runs right over the other. Have you ever had a situation where somebody in the church has tried to take your differences and devise and conquer and use them against you? We've had situations before where they have tried to divide our leadership by pitting one elder against the other. Have you guys ever experienced that?
Yo creo que algunas veces pasa, pero tratamos de justificar siempre a nuestro compañero.
But we try to vindicate or justify our partner.
Back them up. I don't think they've done it. I do think there's been instances, but I don't think they do it. I don't think they're aware. But one of the things they do is that they tend to lift one more than the other. They'll lift one up and put the other one down. I've seen it happen both ways. And like he says, he is your pastor. You know, there have been people I told that have sent. Refer to him and put down an opinion. He is your pastor. I mean, you're not only submitting to me, you're submitting to him. So I try to clarify that, to where they understand we are a team. Decisions are not made, just on him or by myself.
Endeavoring to stay together. When you have multiple pastors, one real damage to the church is by them. And so the pastor that pastors need to say, look, we can't be hurt as long as we the church will come out no matter what trouble we go through if we as leadership can stay together. And so that's what we've endeavored, and we've had, you know, different opportunities of problems over all the years. But that's been a goal, and we worked at that. And I think it's important in any church where the elders who are meeting, they need to work it out to where they stay together no matter what happens in the church.
Amen.
We're going to our ninth year together. We're already talking about our next place. I'm saying Mexico City. He's saying Tlaxcala. We're not in complete agreement, but I also want to add that even though Noé and I are the elders in church, there's a very important part in our ministry, and that is Mike. Mike is the one that's standing behind that white hair that he has. That's a lot of wisdom that's being put in our ministry. He sees things we don't see. He calls us sometimes on things. So I truly appreciate it too.
Any other questions? If not, we